Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, TV host, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I've been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation, and my mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, happiness, all of those things that you really want in your life. Yes, that's what I'm here to help you do. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is our primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. Candy G Enterprises' foundational principles are based on truth in media, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinar, blogs, online presence, and all the work and the programs that we deliver. We are dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Yes, that's why we're here a couple of times a week. Now, I have a great show today. I'm so excited about my guest. But before we get to today's guest, you know the drill. It's today's G-Note. Well, what is a G-Note? It's a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single morning. Now, we've been sending G-Notes out for about 1,700 consecutive days. And so this G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, the person who sends out positive thoughts activates the world around him positively and draws back to himself positive results." Great words from the late, great Norman Vincent Peale. It's true, it's true, it's true. Now, if you'd like to get a G-Note for me every single day, just a little note, something to think about to start your day, get you started on the right track, just go to my website. That's candyg.com. CandeeG.com and sign up for G-Notes or follow me on Facebook and Twitter because we put a lot of G-Notes and good stuff out there as well. Well, let's talk about today's guest. He is truly amazing, but the first, I want to ask you something, or maybe it's a statement I want to make. You can sit back and think about everything you want in life and hope it comes your way, or you can make it happen. Opportunity may come knocking at your door, but rarely does it happen if you don't take action steps to create the path for opportunity to follow. Truer words, I have to tell you. Amazing. Our guest today is Dr. Dallas Humble of the Make It Happen Network. Dr. Humble, the founder of MIH Ventures, has written numerous articles published in professional journals and authored several books in business management and success principles. He is a strong advocate of proper nutrition and wellness and has been actively involved in the fight against childhood obesity. He's spoken to and consulted with thousands of his colleagues and individuals on inspiration, personal development, motivation, and business management. Often known for his make it happen strategies, his positive messages have created hope, belief, and a winning attitude in people from around the globe. I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Dallas to Nothing But Good News Radio today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Candy G.
You know, I'm so excited, and you've got so much great stuff to share. But the first thing I'd like to do is I want to talk about, you've quite an impressive bio and resume. You've done some amazing things. But what I'd like to do is I want to talk about the Make It Happen Network. What is the Make It Happen Network?
Well, the Make It Happen Network is a network that we put together of a battery of materials that over a period of years that we've kind of created, Candy G, that have helped people to be able to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish in life. Some years ago, I was stuck at a place, as everyone has a story. I have mine, and I've had multiple ones. Maybe that's unfortunate, maybe it's fortunate, but I've had multiple stories of climbing that ladder. But years and years ago, I had reached a point where I just was absolutely tired of practicing the insanity game, of doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. And I didn't really have a mentor in my life. I had no one that could really help me in the business and life sense of what I was trying to accomplish and do. So I had to reach out and get the books and the tapes and the recordings and all that type of thing to be able to delve into and to learn. Now, everyone talks about reading books and listening to tapes and listening to recordings and going to seminars, but in my case, I really obsessively got into it. I literally listened to hundreds and hundreds at that time of cassette tapes. For those people listening, If you've been around a while, it used to be cassette tapes. It's not anymore.
You're dating yourself.
Dating myself a little bit. That's right. But nonetheless, I listened to hundreds of those, went to multiple seminars, and obviously read hundreds of books. And I had several different authors that really stood out to me. And through the pages of the books or through the recordings that I listened to or even through some of the live seminars that I went to, they touched my life. They mentored me. They helped me to see the areas that I was making the mistakes in and be able to change those areas. So I sit down and I wrote all of them a letter. I literally wrote them a thank you letter and I asked all of them for a picture to put on my wall in a kind of a wall of fame to be able to thank those people that helped me to get where I was in life. One of the people that sent a picture back was Brian Tracy. Brian's a very well-known personal development author and speaker. He sent a picture back, and on it he said, Dr. Dallas, make it happen, Brian. Something happened inside of me when I saw that, Candy G. I saw those words, make it happen. I said, you know, that's what it's really about. We have to make it happen. It's not going to happen to us in life. We can't just let it happen. We have to make it happen. So I sit down, and I wrote down the words, change yourself. And beside each of the letters of change yourself, I come up with basically an acronym, and I created the 14 Make It Happen strategies. Now, the ironic thing of all this is that, so some 10, 15 years later, I get a call to be part of a movie of which you're part of as well, Candy G, called The Journey, of which Brian Tracy is the leading role in it.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
That's pretty exciting. It just kind of rolled around in that way. So the Make It Happen Network is just that. It's a battery of information that I have learned in my life, that I've gotten from other mentors, from all the mistakes that I've made, the obstacles I went through, and et cetera. I've taken these Make It Happen strategies. We put them onto the site. We've actually developed an online course where in the comfort of people's home, we guide them through a two-month course of where they are to where they want to be. In other words, point A to point B. And we're consistently loading other information on there, and it'll be consistently growing over a period of time. But it's just that. It's a network for people to go and learn how to make it happen in their life.
Well, you know, the part that you talk about, which I think is so, so important, is people will talk about going to events, and they'll talk about listening to tapes and books. But the truth is, it is that action that's required. And you know what? We're going to talk. Hear that music in the background? That means we're heading to our first what is it we're doing? Commercials. First commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how it's not just knowledge, it's power. It's a use of knowledge. So we'll be right back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio with Candy G and Dr. Dallas. Stick with us.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. Two power pack days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
And I want you all to go check out that Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. It is going to be an extraordinary event. It is on the beach in Hollywood. It is going to be an amazing two-day event, and I'm very proud to say that yours truly will be the MC for 2 days. And so I promise you, it's my job to make sure you have a lot of fun. So come out, come out. That's Total Woman Breakthrough Forum.us, or just contact me, CandyG@CandyG.com, and I'll give you all the info. So, Dr. Dallas, before we were going to break, we were talking about it's not knowledge, it's power, it's the use of knowledge as power, and I have found that a very strong, just a strong principle in my own life as well, is being able to take the information and utilize it. And there are so many people, and I know that you know this is true, there are so many people that are into shelf development. Do you know what I mean by shelf development instead of self-development? You know, you've got this wonderful library of books, but how many of them have you read? And beyond that, how many of them have you taken the time to learn the principles and apply them to your life? You know, I heard an interesting statistic. And, you know, Napoleon Hill, he is credited with creating more successful people than anyone in history. He's credited with creating a million millionaires, which you might say is an amazing statistic. But when you look at the fact that he sold 100 million books, that's 1%.
You're right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and you're exactly right.
And so to see you put together this online system so that folks can be able to touch the information, and what are some of the things that you're doing that's unique about your I don't want to call it a webinar. It's a, what is it that you're doing?
It's really an online course. We will be doing some webinar information with it, but it's an online course. We'll have videos. Obviously, they'll have live 1 hour conferences weekly with me. We'll have email support in between. We'll have, when I use the word exercise, I'm very cautious to do that because people think of work, Candy G. But we're going to have development things that we can work with, but it'll be fun. One of the things that I see that is missing so much, there's a lot of hype out there, as you well know.
There's a lot of
philosophy that if you just believe something, that it'll come true. And I do believe wholeheartedly in a positive mental attitude. I believe in the strength of that. But I also believe the fact that it takes work behind it. But that work doesn't have to be gruesome. It doesn't have to be some thing that you get out of bed in the morning and you absolutely hate the day. You can love your work. And one of the things that we focus on first before we do anything is to help people discover what their element is, what their passion is, what their calling is in life, so that they can walk in that calling. Once we understand what that is, once we discover what that is and we spark it, then we can start working into transforming a life and allowing a person to be able to do what they love to do and make a living at it. I heard just a little while back the greatest definition of success I've ever heard, and that is doing what you love to do and having somebody pay you for it. I mean, it really is. And I heard a recent research article that came out from John Maxwell, and he was talking about a particular research of 1,500 people. And out of that 1,500 people, 87% of the people were doing what they were doing for the money. 13% of the people were doing what they were doing because they had a passion for it and they loved it. They wanted the money, but the money was secondary to the fact that they really loved what they were doing, and if money weren't a factor, they would still be doing that. After 20 years, they went back and they tried to look at that particular group of people. 100 of those 1,500 people had become millionaires. Out of those 100, all 100 came from Group B, the 13% that loved what they were doing first.
I've actually read the study, okay. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And there was one that came out of Group A. So it was like, you take a look at the numbers, it was like 1,250 people in Group A.
Right.
One millionaire was made, 250 out of Group B that followed their passion, that followed their heart, and 100 of those folks became millionaires. It was an extraordinary study.
You're right, it was 101. You're exactly right. It was 101, 100 did.
Yeah, an extraordinary study. When you think about that, it's just we are meant to follow our passion. But before you follow it, you're right. You've got to find it.
That is exactly right. And that's what I see. So many people struggling. We're all given some gift in life. It's just a matter of being able to discover what that gift is. And once we do, we ignite, Candy. You're doing what you love. I can tell you are. You've got a passion for it. Your smile comes across the telephone when I talked to you prior to this and obviously on this. And you're helping people expose what it is they're doing to the world in a good news format to be able to help and touch the world. What a great thing to be doing.
You know, and I appreciate it. But, you know, Dr. Dallas, it took a road of trial and learning.
Oh, yeah.
And some of that stuff that showed up was not all that easy. Now, people look at me today and they go, well, of course you're happy. Look at you. You've got, you know, all this amazing stuff that you get to do. But I will tell you, it was through the trials of my life that I allowed who I was to reveal myself to me, and I was willing to step out and take the chances and the risks that I needed to do and continue to do that. And we've just learned to do that. This is Earth School. My personal belief is that there's something that we're all here to give. You mentioned it a minute ago. We all have our gifts. And that if you will allow your life to help you reveal it to you, it will crack open this beautiful giant diamond that lives inside that is meant to help you shine.
I'm a thorough believer in that, Candy G. And what frustrates me as a business coach and an author and a speaker is to see people who are desiring to have that happen in their life, but they're pursuing the wrong avenues. And by pursuing the wrong avenues, they start thinking they're a failure and I can't make it and the world's against me. Now, they're going down the wrong road. They're pursuing the wrong path. They're pursuing something for the money, and they really don't love what it is that they're doing whatsoever. And there's certainly ways that we can expose that and find that when working with people, but we have to work with them in some type of format to be able to bring those things out. And I think what you said was so true, and that is the obstacles along the way. Everyone has to understand when they see you and they see what you've done, or they see anyone that has accomplished anything, there's a story behind that. It didn't just happen by itself. There's a story. There's some obstacles we went through. Brian Tracy said it so well. He said success is 99% hard work and 1% inspiration. It takes us being dedicated to our goal. But if we love what we do, it's a lot easier to pursue that than if we hate it.
Right, and I think getting folks to realize that it's okay to love what you do. Uh-huh. I'll tell you a story. I was speaking. There was a college, and I was asked to speak to a group of young entrepreneurs. It was the Young Entrepreneurs Club. How excited was I to go speak to a bunch of young folks? I mean, it was amazing. There was about 300 folks there. And I went to the university, and I was the hired-in speaker that they brought in to talk to them. And the first thing I asked them, Dr. Dallas, was, who here has a dream? Can I tell you, I had 300 hands in the air. I was so excited. So I said, tell me your dream. And they're telling it to me in grand, drippy detail. I was speechless, and you could probably well imagine it's a hard thing for me to do, to be speechless. And I was just, oh my, how amazing to be at this place in my life when I was their age. And so after I let them tell me over and over and over what their dreams were and what they wanted to create in their life, I threw my hand up in the air and I said, who here is working on their dream? Dr. Dallas, not one hand went in the air. Not one.
Isn't that sad?
Well, and I stood there and I was like, my. I said, why? And do you know they all gave me the same answer.
And what was that?
It wasn't, I don't have enough money. It wasn't, I don't know where to go. It wasn't, I can't figure out how to get it done. It wasn't, I don't have time. They all gave me the same answer. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
My parents don't want me to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy, I see that all the time, Candy G. I see the peer pressure. There's so many people out there that are doing something for a living that they were told that they should do or they were put into by their family in some way. And many times, I'm not knocking the fact that a family business may be what you love to do, but many times it's not.
I know what you're saying is true. I've seen the same thing. It's true.
Right. Right. I've got five in my household, Candy G. I have
how
five.
Many?
And I try my best to tell them, I want you to do what you love to do. One of my sons told my mother, his grandmother, Mom, I love to make people laugh. I love to make people laugh, and I'd love to be able to do that for a living in that. And she told him that basically he was crazy, that you're not going to make a living that. You need to find a career. Mm-hmm. I told him, if that's what you feel like you really want to do, then I want you to pursue it until either you figure out it's not what you're supposed to do, or it is what you're supposed to do. But you're at the age right now where I want you to look at that dream. We're going to put you through some tests and make sure that it fits you, that it's reality to you. And if it is reality to you, then you've got your dad's 100% support.
Oh, you're the best dad ever. No, it's the truth. What you're saying is the same thing. And I have a beautiful young daughter who's a freshman in college, and it's, you know, figure it out. Figure out what you want. I'll help you figure it out. You know, she knows what she doesn't want to do, but it's important. It's important that you do that piece. See, we have something that's, and I know you know this, but we have something inside of us that's called a desire nature. And when our desire nature is not aberrant, when it is not out of control, when I'm talking about desire for drugs or other things, our desire nature, that little voice inside of us that talks to us, that says, I wish I could be a writer, I want to be a speaker, I want to do this, or I want to be an entrepreneur, those things are placed in our heart for a reason, because we all come here with gifts to share. You said it right up front at the beginning of the show, and it's our life that reveals those gifts to us. It's interesting. There's a 13th century poet and scholar. His name is Rumi. And Rumi says, we search outside for trinkets while the real treasures are on the inside. And when you said it's about discovering what ignites your passion, there, Dr. Dallas, is there anything better than being passionate about what you do every day?
I don't know of anything that's better than that. As a matter of fact, our mission statement, my personal mission statement and the mission statement of Make It Happen, mm-hmm. is to inspire entrepreneurs to discover their passion, transform their lives, and walk in their calling on a daily basis. That's what our mission statement is. And that's what we've dedicated ourselves to doing. And I nothing brings more passion to my life than to see someone, whoever it is, find passion in their life. And dreams are so big in some people's minds and so small in others, but we all have dreams, and if we can just find what that dream is, that reality. I heard a minister one time, Candy G, by the name of Dr. Ike Regard, say that when our memories become larger than our dreams, our souls begin to shrink.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing that I want to see is anyone's soul shrink. It can grow and it can expound, and it's boundless if you can find what that is. And once you do, then there's strategies, and there's certainly work. There's things that you got to do. I don't want to paint some picture. You find what you love to do, and then you can just lay down and go to sleep. But when you find out what you love to do, you're going to have a passion to pursue that. You're going to have a drive, and as Les Brown says, a hunger that is beyond anything that you can control to be able to pursue that and have that and eat it for breakfast almost. Just own it. And when that happens to you, between you and success, it's a very, very, very straight road once you know where you're going.
And it is that piece about really knowing where you're going and having that vision of what you want. And, this is such good stuff up in here. Hey, this is Candy G with Dr. Dallas, and we're having a great time, and it's nothing but good news here. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Candy G.
Hey, welcome back. It's Candy G and Dr. Dallas. And I just want you to know, you know, we just heard Les Brown in that commercial, and he is a grand friend and a mentor. And we are dedicating our next issue of Nothing But Good News magazine to our good friend, Mr. Brown. And that should be out. We're planning on that launching tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, it'll be Monday. And we've got a fabulous interview, some great stories from some Les Brown speakers. And so you want to make sure that you get your copy of Nothing But Good News magazine. It is digital. You can download it. You can print it. It will be on my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. It will be in the G notes. It will be on Facebook and Twitter. So I promise you, you will get your copy. But it is a really... Really, I've had a chance to go through the issue, and the team has done an extraordinary job, and there's some great stuff in there. And in addition to, there is a whole feature story on The Journey, the movie that Dr. Dallas had mentioned. It's very exciting. There's a movie where Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor and some other wonderful folks, including Dr. Dallas and just a whole host of folks. You can go to thejourneymovie.net, or you can go to my Facebook page, and the trailer's on there somewhere. I know it is, and that you can take a look at it. But there's a lot of really good stuff going on. Dr. Dallas, this let's talk about the movie for a minute. How was that experience for you?
I can't even hardly explain. You know, I told you about the whole concept of where Make It Happen came from. When I got the call from our mutual friend, Ridgely Goldsboro, I got the call from him last year, and he said, I've got a project you may be interested in. And I said, what's that? And he told me, you know, I've got this movie project you want to be in. And I said, well, Ridgely, I mean, what is it? And so he got to explaining, and he said, you know, what we want you to do is really just be yourself. We just want you to speak about specific subjects and et cetera. And he told me Brian Tracy was in it, and that was like an omen to me because of what happened and where it came from. And I just, it was almost impossible to say no once he told me that. So that was certainly a passion for me. The other thing was when I went there, obviously the people I met, the networking, everything about the set, and Candy G, you obviously can relate to what I'm saying, was just wonderful. Don Boyer, his wife, everybody was just great at putting all of that together. But, you know, I really meditated and prayed very hard that I came across in a way that was certainly authentic, because I was authentic in my heart. I wanted to make sure the authenticity came across, and that I really said the things that I wanted to say in the right way, because once you're recorded, as you well know, you can't go back and change that.
No, it's like, you know? Can we please see the
end? It's like, can I don't think about something else I want to say. But and afterwards, the camera fella came up to me and told me, he said, you know, he said, are you a minister? I said, no, sir, I'm not. He said, well, what you said really touched my life. And he said, I just want you to know that. He said, I really, really connected to what you said on the camera. And to me, that was just a confirmation that I had said the things that I really wanted to say in the way that I wanted to say it. So it was a very touching experience, very growing experience, and an experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie come out. And I think it's going to be a hit in the personal development arena. And I think those people who are interested in growing and learning the strategies, the principles, and the laws that help with bringing you to success in your life, that go out and they get this movie when it does come out December this year, will certainly have their life enhanced and touched because of it.
You know, I really believe that piece is true. And I will tell you another piece about the movie experience, my experience with the filming and meeting all the folks involved. Is what really excited me was everybody's level of authenticity was one thing, being authentic, really truly authentic, but also the intention behind every person I spoke to. It's, I'm part of this because I know this will help make a difference. It wasn't, I'm part of this because we're going to sell millions and millions of movies and make a lot of money.
Right.
Certainly, that's an okay thing to do. certainly, okay thing to do, folks. Get ready to place your orders. But the point is that for me, I'm so about making a difference, and I'm so about being in that place of, you know, what can we do to really raise everyone, give everyone an opportunity to step out and become what they're meant to be in this life. And the intention behind everyone I spoke to just really kind of, it blew me away. I was really touched and very humbled when I came home. Really, really touched. So I'm excited.
I agree. It was a very humbling experience. It really was. And it's hard to explain. But, you know, my kids, before I left, they said, well, Dad, tell us about your part. Who are you going to be in the movie? I said, well, I'm going to be me. And they just kind of had this look on their face like, yuck. I mean, what is that? We see that every day. I said, well, son, I hope everybody else doesn't think it's yuck. That's what they want. So.
I thought it was great when they said, could you play yourself? I'm going, yay, an easy part to play.
I got that actor down pat, right?
I got that one down. Exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Exactly. So I love their concept. It's very different from, you know, the producer and director, producers and director, very different concept from some of the movies that we've seen before. So I'm very excited in the level of professionalism and what's going on. So, hey, The Journey, and it's thejourneymovie.net. Go check out the trailer. It's awesome. It's really great. So go check that out. You know, and I also say before we went to commercial break, we were talking about, you said something about, you know, you need to know where you're going. So first there's this step of taking the time to figuring out what's important to you.
Right.
And then, you know, I know it's important to have powerful mental images of what it looks like. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? And that's, you know, for folks that know me, they know that that's what I'm about. I have a program I teach called the Vision Program, and I do it mostly in the corporate arena, but I have been out in the public doing public vision programs because folks have been, wait, please, please, please come out to the public. So I've got a lot of these public events going on, which is kind of exciting. But it's about really getting folks to understand what you want and then creating those powerful mental images and then creating the strategy to get there. What are some of the ways that you help folks? What's some of your strategies to help folks find their passion, which I think is just key to everything?
Oh, absolutely, Candy G. I have a series of questions that I put them through. You know, when you said the word vision, it just really hit me because that was the next word I was going to talk about. Once we really go through the series of questions and exercises that we do to determine what the passion actually is or what their element really is, mm-hmm. then we've got to work on their vision to be able to see things that other people can't see. And I literally mean that. I mean, we've got to be able to have a vision to be able to see and something that we can pursue and be able to commit to and thrive for. And so we go through that whole vision process, maybe not to the extent that you do, because it's only one part of what we do, but we certainly go through that. And mm-hmm. then I work on their tenaciousness, their persistence of understanding to never quit if we're trying to pursue a goal, because that really is what I consider to be the guaranteed formula for success, mm-hmm. is to continue and pursue and be tenacious toward our goal. The focus part of that, we work on their focus to have that myopic vision. What I see in so many entrepreneurs today is that they are entrepreneurs, but they're like bulls in china closets, and they're running everywhere, and they've got 1,000 things going on, and they're trying to spin 100 plates. And I'm going to age myself a little bit when I say this too, but the Ed Sullivan Show had a character on there spinning plates all the time. And the problem was, when he got them all spinning, one of them would always start to fall, and he'd try to do that, and eventually they all fail. And that's what I see so many times with entrepreneurs. So we try to really get them to focus on that myopic vision, because if you see the most successful people in life, they're focused on one main thing. The Donald Trumps are real estate. The Warren Buffetts are the stock market. You know, the Michael Dells and the computers are the Steven Spielberg and movie producing. They focus on what their passion, their talent, their element is, and they do it to the best of their ability. So we work with that. We work with leadership. We work with diving into what that potential is and trying to strike it up, overcoming their obstacles, understanding there's a difference between living and existing. The majority of the world, as far as I'm concerned, is existing a lot of times and not really living.
Isn't that sad, though? I mean, I know what you're saying, and it's just sad. It's like, wake up, this is your life.
Oh, it is. They just go through. It's like another year, another, you know, it just continues to go. It's the same old thing. And then we work with a different way with goal setting. I believe in goals, but I don't believe in just writing it down and putting it in a drawer and thinking it's going to come to pass. We've got to have some reality to it. Then I get through the destroyers of wealth accumulation. I think that everybody's got principles and ways to reach wealth. I've written articles on that and all of that. All of that's fine. 7 steps to this, 10 principles of this, all that's fine. But we need to know what destroys it. And so I go through the seven things that you need to avoid, and by avoiding those things, these other things will fall into place. And then we confront our fears.
Okay, so let's talk about just one of those. I don't want you to give it all away, but you know, give us all here something.
Sure,
I'm going,
this is
really good stuff. So give
us one of the... Absolutely, and I want to make sure everybody gets the website, too, before we hang up.
Oh, we for sure. Hey, don't you worry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't you worry. Folks are going to know how to find you, I promise.
Okay, I've got seven of them, but I'm just going to pick the first one, okay?
Okay.
The first one on the list is relying on experts with blind faith, which is something that I did. And that is that any time that, whether it be an investment strategy, whether it be a business philosophy, whether it be somebody helping me in my business, a partner, whatever it may be, it's fine to trust someone and to develop trust. It is not fine to get to the place of blind faith where you just never check, you never have any accountability, you never have anything. It's ultimate destruction. It has been for me practically every single time. I believe that we need to trust people. We need to be able to reach out to have experts, but we've got to be able to understand some of what they're doing and at least have some accountability to that.
We're talking about taking responsibility. Even if we turn responsibility over to someone else, it's being responsible.
Absolutely. You have to. I mean, you absolutely have to. And, I, Candy G, I could go through so many things here. I have gained and lost what the world would consider to be success in the form of any type of wealth almost four times in my life. I say almost definitely three, and it almost was a fourth. I come very close to doing it again. And it's not because I'm stupid or dumb or any. It's because I violated these principles. I was able to go out and pursue a passionate dream and make it something, but I violated all the principles that went along with it, and I trusted the wrong people. I become complacent financially in certain areas. I didn't follow the effective strategy or plan that I should have made. And let me say this. One of the principles I say here, and I think this is probably the most important, I'll share this too, is allowing a financial crisis to turn into a financial ruin. And every one of us are going to go through a crisis in our life. Every one of us are going to hit bottom at some time in our life. We're going to hit a place where we think, gosh, it's got to get better than this. I've got to be able to. But if we let that ruin us, it becomes permanent.
Right, because what will happen is folks will focus on that.
There you go.
They'll focus on that instead of focusing on the solution. It's learning how to be solutions-oriented. And I know that, you know, it's interesting that you said, you've made it and lost it and made it and lost it. You know, most folks that have done extraordinarily well have made it and lost it.
Oh, yeah.
And learned that they can make it again. And so that's part of the road, I think, this road to success. But hold that thought. Hear that music. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. Dr. Dallas and Candy G on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And I will tell you, you're going to be able to get your fair share of Candy G this month. I'm doing a lot of public stuff On April 28th, that's next Wednesday, I will be live at the Cinema Paradiso. Come and join me as I transform lives and the face of personal development. We're going to have an absolute evening of networking, connecting, inspiration. And if you've ever been to Cinema Paradiso, it is a beautiful little theater right smack in the middle of Fort Lauderdale. It's from 6 to 7:30. There's absolutely no cost to you, and we're going to have a blast. So if you'd like to find out more, register, just go to CandyG.com, CandyG.com/living-your-vision to register. And in addition to that, you can come join me on April 29th. The next night, the Women of the Roundtable, which is an exclusive women's networking group and without a doubt the best networking group I have ever been a part of. They just do it different. They have such integrity and such professional, wonderful women. They are doing a spring fashion show on April 29th at 6 o'clock at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club. And there will be, the fashion show will feature a nose for clothes, Michi bags, flowers by Sandra, and a host of other wonderful things. There'll be silent auctions and benefiting the Women of the Roundtable Charitable Foundation, which is doing amazing things. And I will be emceeing the event. So come on out, come on out. I promise you an absolutely, absolutely amazing time. You know, Dr. Dallas, I wish you were in town. It's a big week for me.
It sounds like a women's guy. Can I come even though I'm not a woman, Candy?
You know what? I could get you in the door. I could. If you can, I promise you I could get you in the door. They're an amazing group of folks, but we're doing some really
great. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of lives touched. Sounds like a wonderful event.
Lots of fun stuff. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm sitting listening to you and all the things that you're talking about, and I know all the things you're talking about are so true, and I also know that there are so many people that need to be touched by information that's going to help them affect change. So many people, and they do, a lot of people will go to events and they'll buy books. And I will tell you, if all it took was buying a book, and don't get me wrong, I want you to own my book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. I want you to have it, but I don't want you to have it if you're not going to read it and if you're not going to use it. Because if all it took was buying a book, everybody would be rich, thin, and happy.
Right.
Transformation is a process and an ongoing process. So I'm really excited to hear about your online, stay-at-home, work this program so that you can get the tools that you need to. I guess it's kind of spoon-fed. Is it once a week, twice a week? How's it work?
That's exactly. Actually, it's going to start out once a week, and there's quite a few things they can do in between. But, Kenny G, when I wrote the book Make It Happen, which we've revised it, made it an e-book, we put it online, it's going to be part of the course, I found the same thing that you did. And I think the books are great and all the things that we're doing are great, and all of us add to that arena, and everybody gets touched differently and attracts to different people and learns messages from different people in different ways. We all have different chemistries. That's great. In my aspect of the people that I've worked with, I've just found that there is a large sector of the population that want to be spoon-fed somewhat. Now, that could be bad in that if you spoon-feed too much, then once you quit spoon-feeding, there's nothing that transpires. I do understand that. But it could also be good that if I can spoon-feed enough to teach them how to feed themselves, in other words, teach someone to fish and they feed themselves for life, if I can teach them that way, then maybe we can reach levels they couldn't have reached before. And that's what we're really trying to do. This course is made for the entrepreneurial spirited person who wants to change their life, who wants to go from point A to point B. I've got more advanced things for people who are point B that want to reach another level. This is for those people that are struggling, that are tired of where they're at, that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that sometimes Saturday night comes along, they feel like they have a coronary arrest because Monday's the next day. Those type of the people that really want to do something special to change their life and reach different levels of peak performance in their life. That's what this is for.
So does this course, is it time sensitive, or can you just start at any point?
It is time sensitive now. I'm hoping as time goes on, Candy G, I can change that. We're starting the course. The next course starts Tuesday, April the 27th, which is this following Tuesday. It starts at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. anyone who's interested in that can go to our website. It's www.makeithappennetwork.com. That's just makeithappennetwork.com, and they can click on the online course and register right there. Once they do, they'll get all the details of how to dial in. They'll have me on the phone just like I'm here with you, and we'll work through the first course material of next week and then give assignments and things to do, and then we'll work with them over a period of 8 weeks. It's a two-month course that actually they're committing to. And all they have to do is just go online and register, and it starts this Tuesday.
Well, I think it's pretty exciting because, folks, what I know is, like I said, transformation isn't a book, it's a process. And to be able to plug into somebody like yourself and have you at their access once a week, it's like having a personal coach or whatever it is. But I think it's really great, and I'm really excited, and I hope a lot of folks are listening and will register for your course. That's awesome. I'm online looking at the same time I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's you're why. Looking at it on the line. Okay. I hope they do too, Candy G. And I can assure you they will not regret it. We've had some very, very good results with the material that we're working with. And I've worked with it in all different sectors. I've taught it in just live settings, certainly as you do in many cases. I've done that. We've done recordings. Mm-hmm. I've had the book. Mm-hmm. And we're just taking all of that and putting it together. And then I'm getting involved on a personal basis, and we're actually going to coach people. And by doing that, we're doing it at a very reasonable price. I'm talking very reasonable price, because if someone were to go out and hire you, Candy G, or they were to hire anyone within the personal development industry that really could help them to reach a good level, not just somebody off the street, but I'm talking about somebody who's qualified right. to do it, mm-hmm. and hire you one-on-one, it would cost some money to do that.
And it's true, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, wow, this is amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so by doing it this way, what we're doing is we're getting a group of people together, mm-hmm. but I'm still working with you one-on-one as a group of people, and then mm-hmm. we can get you to another level by doing that. It's just mm-hmm. it's opening up to a different sector of the population that we haven't been able to reach before. I'm tired of hearing about the government causing my problems, the world economy causing my problems, this, that, and, you know, gloom and doom and tomorrow's black. And you know, I'm just so tired of hearing that. The old formula, the E plus R equals O, will go to the end of time. Events plus responses equal outcome. And the response is what matters. And I just want to change people's responses and realize that regardless of whether we have a Republican or Democratic president, regardless of whether the government passes this health care reform bill or doesn't pass it or what, well, none of that's going to change who you are. You have to change who you are. And as you said, with self-development itself, it starts with us. We have to make that move. We have to say, I'm going to read that book, or I'm going to listen to what this person has to say, and I'm going to apply it to my life. I'm going to click on that course, and I'm going to join. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make a change in my life.
You know what? And what you're saying is the truth. Instead of just sitting back and complaining is the worst thing you can do for your health or your wealth, and find a place that you can plug in somewhere and learn those things. Because I got to tell you something. You know what I know, Dr. Dallas? This is an amazing life, and it's amazingly abundant and joyful, and it's meant for everyone, not just for me and not just for you. And so it's great that you're putting yourself out there. All right. I know. I hear the music. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. Two power pack days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
You know, I always know that when I have really, really great guests, the hour just buzzes by. I want two more hours with you, Dr. Dallas. I'm telling you, two more hours.
Pick your brain. Thank you, Candy G. That's very nice of you to say.
I'm serious. You're fabulous guests. Wonderful to be here with me today. And, you know, it's interesting talking about how you see people that they placing blame outside themselves. Somebody else is meant to take care of me. And you don't know my situation. And this is why I'm not successful. And I love to go back to my own life story. And I'm sitting here, and in my studio, I have with me a little jewelry box, and it has a lump of coal in it. And you say, why are you carrying around a lump of coal? Well, I'm a bona fide country girl. I grew up in coal mining country. And I went to a six-room schoolhouse. I mean, I was in an environment where I was out on my own when I was 17. And like you, I had no one to mentor me. And so what I went is I went looking to figure out how this life thing was supposed to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this piece of coal is came from the land that I grew up on, and it reminds me of my very humble beginnings. And the truth is, it doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter what's going on for you. You can have to be anything you want. You just have to do the things that you talk about. Take the time to figure out what you're passionate about, and then begin to pursue that. Don't sit and wait for it to happen. You want to get out and make it happen. So, there you go. I mean, it just sounds simple. It's not necessarily easy because you know why? Folks get caught up in their bubble. Do you know what I mean by their bubble?
It's their complacency. They get caught in a rut.
And their lives that get filled with drama. You know, folks.
I know all too well of what you're talking about, Kenny G. I do.
You know, you got to take a look at the bubble you're in and say, I want to live outside the bubble. I want to see what is outside this bubble and realize there's so much life out there. There's absolutely so much life out there.
Well, Candy, I want to say this. To everyone who's listening, I know that everyone has heard stories of people that have been through things before and, you know, they've gotten out of it and they seem like Superman or Superwoman at the time. You've been through some real things in your life. And you've came through them, and you've created not only a wonderful life, but you're touching thousands, if not millions, of lives, and that's a wonderful thing. And I have been through things in my life that have brought me down, and I'm just what I want to say to everyone listening is this. I don't care where you're at. I don't care how low you are. I don't care how dark it may seem. There is light. You just need someone to help you to be able to know which direction to go in to find it. For those that haven't seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, it was one of my favorite movies, but and it's the plot behind the movie that I really like. But there's a part in there where the fellow's crawling through a tunnel of just sewage and horrible junk, and he gets to a point where there's no turning back. He can't go backwards. He can't see anything in front of him, and he's in just a pile of you-know-what.
Right.
And he doesn't know what to do. All he can do is keep going forward. That's the only alternative. He's throwing up. He's profusely sick, and he can't even breathe hardly to get out of this. But eventually he comes out, falls into the water, washes off, and finds freedom. And what I tell everyone, if you're in that tunnel, there's only one way you need to go, and that is continue to go forward. If no, regardless of how slow or how fast, if you continue to go forward, eventually you're going to find some sunshine. Eventually you're going to see the rainbow. But that's where that tenaciousness comes in, and that's what separates the people who make it from the people who don't make it, is those that are persistent, tenacious, and do not give up.
That is such a fabulous story. You know what I know in my own life to be true, Dr. Dallas? is that God gifted me. It was a gift.
Yes, sir.
He gifted me with a very tough early life so that I could learn what I've learned, because what he has asked me to do is to be here today to share a message of hope and understanding and love and help to be part of teaching the world how to love again. Love yourself, love your job, love your this amazing world that we live in. And so I thank you, sir, for your kind words. I do. But I will tell you, this is my assignment.
Well, I'm behind you 100%. You're doing a great job. And I think that you said something really powerful when you said that. That is that God gifted you. And everyone who listens to this radio broadcast needs to know that God has gifted each one of us. He's just gifted all of us in different ways. And it's up to us to find out what that is. But every one of us have a gift. None of us are created better than anyone else. We're all created equal in the eyes of the God who created us. And we just have to find out what that passion is and work toward it.
There you go. There's the trick right there. You know, find that passion, dig it up, spend time with you, allow that to be okay. Create powerful mental images of what you want. Put one foot in front of the other. Know there's work to do. I got to tell you, the journey, the road is long here. You might as well be doing what you want to do.
I hear somebody say, well, it's hard. Well, let me ask you a question. Is what you're doing hard? You know, if you're in a rut and you're hating life and you're hating going to work and every day turns into another week and another month and another year, isn't that hard? And if that's the case, why not take that difficulty and funnel it towards something that you love to do, that you have more passion about doing it? There still may be obstacles and difficulties. I'm not taking that away. There is. Life is tough. But as Zig Ziglar said, if we're tough on ourselves, it's going to be a whole lot easier on us. So let's do what we love to do in the process of all the tough things that are going to come our way.
That's exactly it. I hear you. I'm test and testimony. And when you get through that tunnel, crawling through all that you-know-what, and when you get to the end of that tunnel and you get to wash off and smell the light of day and you go, wow, look at what we've done here. Yep. Look at what we and the creative aspect of our universe, you, me, we, all of us that work towards something grander. It's amazing.
I agree.
It's amazing. Ineffable. No words. You know, we got about a minute till we go off the air, Dr. Dallas. How do folks find you, and any final words?
Well, my final words would be they need to listen to more of you, Candy G. we need more good news today. We really do. So it's been a pleasure to be with you. I think what you're doing is fantastic. It's very rare. And people need to tune into this all the time, and I now probably will be tuning into you a whole lot more because I had just discovered you some time ago. That's one thing I want to leave them with. The other thing is please visit our website, www.makeithappennetwork.com. And if you're stuck in a rut and you're wanting to get out of that and get from point A to point B, click on the course that we have online and join it. And join us and let us help you through that journey to take you from where you are to where you want to be and to be part of our mentorship and our group to help you in doing so.
You heard it here. Dr. Dallas on Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, this is Candy G, and you know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it, okay? Bye for now.